This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for June the 12th, 2023. The name of the patient is Fran Macagnoni. I'm going to spell the last name. Mike Alpha Charlie Alpha Golf November Oscar November Echo Frank. It's the clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that comes to the office referred by Dr. Torres, Raymond Torres, because of hyperkalemia. This patient has been admitted to a hospital with the potassium up to 7. The most likely situation is that the patient is in a high potassium diet. He's Italian and he uses the tomatoes and potatoes. Comma. The other possibility is a side effect of the lisinopril that he was taking. Comma. And the other possible etiology is a tubular defect. Period. In the laboratory that I had the opportunity to see, there was no evidence of alterations in the anion gap. And unfortunately, I don't have urine electrolytes in order to establish the diagnosis. Period. The recommendations given were, in the first place, decrease the potassium intake, and all the information was given, written, and literature for him to follow. The total intake should be no more than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours. Daily body weight, comma, and the administration of furosemide 40 milligrams PO every other day. And if he loses more than 4 pounds, he's supposed to stop the administration of furosemide. Written instructions were given. Following number, the patient has a cardiac arrhythmia, a paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia. He has been on metoprolol and a permanent pacemaker. Following number, he has a sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, arterial hypertension that has been very well under control ever since he decided to change the intake in the diet, less than 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours. Following number, a history of coronary artery disease. Following number, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy. Following number, he has CKD stage 3A. We are going to repeat the basic metabolic profile in about 7 days and reevaluation in the office in 3 months, period. In 7 days, we will have an idea of if he should continue the administration of Lokelma or make further adjustments in the therapy. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.